Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, it's Mark Sorrell back with another highly anticipated episode of the Plan Vision Podcast. Or maybe it's just anticipated. I don't know, maybe you ran out of other things to listen to, so you're here now. Let's get into it. And we're going to talk about how do you track progress in your plan. You know, this comes up with some clients. And this is geared more towards, not exclusively, but really for those that are working towards their future. They're saving for something, maybe financial independence or retirement, maybe college savings for children or even themselves, or saving to buy something large or important, maybe their first home. That's a pretty big one. Since all of this involves money, this is what we have and we use to pay for these goals, money. You definitely want to use money to evaluate how your plan is doing. How much money do we have? And how much money you have for the goal is, in fact, critically important, especially when you reach the age that you're hoping to achieve the goal. But along the way, evaluating how much you have or whether or not you're getting closer to your goal financially year over year is likely not the correct way to see how you're tracking. And I know this message can be frustrating. You look at your plan, you worked, you saved money, and you have less now than what you had a year ago. You begin to think, should I be doing something differently? But when you use investments that are naturally going to experience loss, like the stock market, that's the one most common one that our clients use and most people would use, and even the bond markets for that matter, you have to be careful about how you think of your plan along the way. And for the long-term saver, the losses that you experience in a year, sometimes multiple years, while they reduce your current account totals, should absolutely mean that you will have more money later. We just hope it's not too much later. Do I even need to say this? Maybe, maybe not, but I'm going to say it anyway. The most important measurement should be how much did you save toward your goal in the last 12 months or whatever period of time that you're using to measure your plan, since this will have the biggest impact on the success of your plan. There could even be some other things that are still good for your plan. Maybe not necessarily just the savings. You took a new job with more pay, but you had a transition year and couldn't save as much, but you will be able to save more in the future. Or maybe you took a job in which you'll make less money, but you're going to enjoy the job and you can work longer now. And I'm not being ridiculous about that. I've come across many people who do this. They take a job, going to make less money, but they know they can look longer and they're looking forward to that as well. In some years, your balance sheet might get stronger if you are paying off property early, whether it's a home you live in or a rental, or you kept showing up for work one more year and you increase your future payout of your pension. There's real value there. Maybe you began to develop some additional skills that will help you make money, hopefully at some point. By the way, it should happen. My plan, whatever my plan was years ago, blew up a long time ago. I've got a whole new plan that's based upon all this time I spent in developing the company I own. Another one is maybe you worked really hard on your mental or physical health. And I've discussed this before and how it's helped me when I think of my financial future. So be careful about how you track your plan. Don't look at the number you had last year in total assets, the number you had this year necessarily. Don't ignore it. But it's not necessarily going to be valuable from year to year just to see it go up. Anything that you're doing to improve your prospects, save more, and enhance your balance sheet from one year to next is good for your long-term plan and goals.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.